We are learning Masechtas Pesachim Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis, and we are beginning six lines from the top of Chav Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara is asking more kashas on Rav Avol from places where it says Lashon Achila, and still we see it's Mutar Bahana. The next case is Arei Eiver Min Achai. The halacha is a person is not allowed to eat a live, he takes off a limb of a live animal, a piece of meat of a live animal, he's not allowed to eat that. The chsiv, Lo Seichal HaNefesh V'Abasa. You're not allowed to eat the Nefesh V'Abasa, means while it's alive. V'tanya, we'll learn it in a bris. How do you know you're not allowed to hand a cup of wine to a nazir? A nazir is someone who made a nether not to drink any wine. Ve'ivim minachayel ben noyach. You're not allowed to hand an ivim minachay to a ben noyach, because ben noyach is also chayv and shev and mitzvah ben noyach. One of them is ivim minachay. So how do you know you're not allowed to hand it to them? You shouldn't put in front of a blind person a stumbling block, which means you should not cause someone to do avera. But it's mash, mahalak klav, mshari. You're allowed to give it to a kelev. It means it's mutar bahana. It says, Lashon Achila. So Gemara answers, Shani Eivim Menachai, the Iskish Ladam. The Chsiv, Rak Chazak, Levilti Achol Dam, Ki Adam Hu HaNefesh. It's Hukish Ladam. The Pasuk says, Rak Chazak, Levilti Achol Dam, Ki Adam Hu HaNefesh. This is the same Pasuk as Eivim Menachai. Because the Pasuk ends off, V'lei Seichal HaNefesh in my Pasuk. That's the end of the Pasuk. So in the same pasuk of Eivim Menachai, it says Ister Dam. And we just learned Ister Dam is Mutar Bahana. We learned that out from the pasuk of Shechino Kamayim. Therefore, we make a hekesh now, Dam to Eivim Menachai, that's Mutar Bahana. Agav, there's a Tosfos here that talks about Ister Hana, and Tosfos is a Mavuyer here. There's an Ister Hana, even if it belongs to the guy, and you hand him that Eivim Menachai, it's still called Asa Bahana. I just want to speak this out because people sometimes don't understand. There's just recently a story. Someone ordered food in a hospital for someone, for all the workers. And he ordered from a tray for Rex. It was a tray for a pizza shop, which has basa v'challah. So I could go into maybe there's a certain heta there. But there was someone who said, oh, it's not a hanah. I didn't tell him to order from there. I just paid for it. If you that's called Issa Hanah. If you call up a restaurant and say, here, deliver food to them, whatever you want, and they deliver basa v'challah, that's Issa Hanah. No shayla about it. It's Issa Hanah. It makes a difference. You know the person, you don't see it. That makes a difference. If you have Hanah in any indirect way from basa v'challah, that's called Hanah. Tosfos is mavuyer like that. Even if it belonged to the guy. Back upon him, that's what we're saying over here. That even though it's loisaychal, here it's mutar bahana because hukash adam. Now, v'chizkiel, my hukash is even achal adam. Chizkiel doesn't need a hekash to dam. Why not? Because chizkiel was never became osvano because loisaychal doesn't mean that. So what does chizkiel do with the hekash? Amalach dam hu de iskash to even achai. Dam is hukash to even achai. Well, you want to make a hekash. You know why? Because you want to make a hekash that even dam minachai. So we get outside first. That even blood from a live animal is also. You would think that only blood from a dead animal, from after its keshachtan, is asa. Because the pasuk that says inala idam is going on the words v'zavachtom v'karchom v'tzenecha, which means shechting. So you would think from a live animal, dam is not asa. Kamash malon, just like Eivim Menachai is live, dam Menachai is asa also. Let's read it inside. Just like Eivim Menachai from alive animals, also af dam menachai aser. What's an example of dam menachai? Is dam akazo shanefesh yotzeba? Because Rashi speaks out, not every dam is considered dam shanefesh yotzeba. It has to be, and it's usually possible when they do bloodletting, because a certain dam, because Rashi says there's four type of dams. There's one dam that drips out very little by the beginning, and then it pours out, then it gets black, and then it drips out again. So it's the dam hamikaleach, that's the dam hanefesh. Dam that pours out, that's the dam. That's the dam that's also to eat. Like upon him, that's the sugya of Eivim Menachai that was saying it's mutar bahana because it's hukash dam. Now I want to go to another iser, Hashar Niskel. The law is if a shar kills a person, if Reuven shar kills someone, that shar gets skila. The Rachman Oma, the pasuk says, "Lo yoechas b'sarei." It says in the pasuk, "Chiyigach sharis ish or is isha v'meis." Sokol yisokol sharis. You stone the shar. Lo yoechas b'sarei ubal shar naki. Realize it says lo yeochel es b'sarei here. So that's even for Chizkia here to be os b'hanav. Lo yeochel es b'sarei. Ubala Sharnoki, that's what the pasuk says. So the Brisa goes like this. In the Brisa, it says in the Pasuk, they get skila, any day is shehi nevela. Don't they know that if you stone a shar, it's nevela, it's not shechted. When nevela, asur b'achila. Why does it say it can't eat it? It's a pasuk, it can't eat it. It's a stoned animal, which is no shechita.
That teaches us a new halacha that if you shechted it, but it was after Gemara Din, it's also to eat. That means even though it had a good shechita, kosher, chassidish shechita, still, it's also. Why? Because it's after the Gemara Din.
Ein li ela ba'achila. So the Brice the Viter. Well, you know, it's achila, ba'hanam anayin. Tamalem v'al ha'shar naki. My mashma, how's Baal Shar Naki? Mashma is the Hana. It means the Baal Shar is clean. Clean, what does that mean? That guy is clean from his achasim. He has no shaykhis. There's animals, also, but he has no Hana. Ad kana braisa with the Persian, the braisa. So what does it say in this braisa? That even says, lo ya'ochelas bisaroi. Still, you need a Issa Hana, Baal Shar Naki. So it's a kasha sai and chiskiya and sai rabavo. It's kasha on both mandiyam, like Rashi speaks out.
Zakhta Gemara. So what's the pshat? So what do you need Baal Shar Naki for?
Zakhta Gemara. Time is Baal Shar Naki. Did you learn Issa Achila Mashma, Issa Hana Lai Mashma? Zakhta Gemara. Lo Yilom, Lo Yochel, Issa Achila, Issa Mashma, Issa Hana Mashma. Ein Chanami, Lo Yochel, Issa Mashma, Issa Achila, Issa Hana, Sayil Fi Chizkiya, and Sayil Fi Rabavo. So what do you need Baal Shar Naki? Well, Baal Shar Naki, what do you need that for? La Noas, Oiroi. Or is not part of the Issa Achila. So it does not include Lo Yochel. So you would think you'll have enough from the skin, from the hide. So Kamashlon Baal Shar Naki, even the R is also Bahanom.
V'itzuch Sakhna Gamina Lo Yochel as Basari B'ksiv. Basari in Oir Loi. Dafka, the Basar can't be eaten and in turn can't have enough, but the Oir, yeah. But the skin, yeah. Kamashlon, no.
So Gemara asks, Lahanach Tanoi, those Tanoim. So that's the answer, both for Yechizke and Ravol. They both use Baal Shar Naki for Issa Oir, because Issa Achila, you know, from Lo Yochel. And from Lo Yoichal Fi Rabavo.
So what about Tanoim Mahol? The Baal Shar Naki teaches us a different halacha.
L'hanach Tanoi, the Mafkele, L'hai Kral, Dosh Archina, L'chatzi Kofer, L'mei V'lodos.
The Zemadiyah Mahol, the Baal Shar Naki means that you're potter from Chatzi Kofer. It means if it's a tam, we know by an animal that gores someone, there's a mu'ud and a tam. A mu'ud is done those three times, tam is only one time or two times. So they pay nezek only chatzik nezek. What about if they kill someone? There's a lach of kaifer, which you have to pay for the value of the person. Do you pay chatzik kaifer? So it's a machlaikas. So one man the says, Baal Shar Naki teaches us that a tam does not pay chatzik kaifer. Another halacha, if he kills a pregnant woman, do you pay for the vladas? So man the Yama learns that use this pasuk about Baal Shar Naki, they don't pay for the main vladas. If he uses those things, how do you know hanas oiroi is osir bahana? Do you not have enough on the ur?
How you know the iser of hana from skin, not from the hide? Nafgalama es besari, es hatafel besari.
It says lo yechal es besari, es is lashon tafel abas, is also aser ba'achila, which in turn means aser ba'hana in this case. Lo yechal.
V'idah was all the man the yama holds. You need baal shar naki. Es lo darish, he doesn't darish in the es.
Where do we see Machlaikis Vidarshan S? The famous Machlaikis, Kretanya.
Shimon Amasuni Eimer. Ba'amrilo Nechemya Amasuni Hayadarish. Kol Esim Shivatayra. The Darshan Evi S in the Torah. Kivin Chagila S Hashem Lekach Atira. Pirish, he said, how can I Darshan? What's Tafel to Hashem? There's nothing even close to Hashem Atira. So how can I Darshan S? He stopped. He said, you know what? Vice Dice, there's no such thing as Drashan S. And this is after he went through a nice portion of the Torah, Darshan Evi S. Amalei Tamida of Rebbe, call Esin Shadarashta, my tailing. What are you going to do all the time he spent learning? Darshaning S, what are you going to do with that? Amalei, Kushem Shikabat Ischar al Drisha. Just like I'm a Kabaschar on the Darshaning it, Kachnim Kabaschar al Prisha. But I don't hold that's the MS, so I was Parish. Ashabar Rabbi Kiva, with Dairish, S, Hashem, Lekechatira, the Rabbis Mil Chamim. Told Rabbi Kiva came and Darshan S, the Rabbis Mil Chamim, that she Meir Rabcha Kamar Shemayim. They should be scared of your Rebbe, have fear. Just like of Hashem. Sakaponim, there's a machlaikis tanoim if you darshan es, and that would be the machlaikis if es pesari could be darshan for the iser of hanoas oire.
So, to Gemara Vaita, one more kasha for today's daf, today's shir, from a place where it says issa achila. Right? Arlo. Arlo is the first 3 years that you plant a tree, you are not allowed to you're not allowed to eat those pears. For just to give an example, some people, they buy in the Home Depot a little blueberry tree, and pastures of blueberries called a tree, not a bush, And they plant it. They can't eat the blueberries for 3 years. At least ask your own child, let's see if it's called a tree or not. But that's a good example of Arla. It's very negative for a lot of people. There is Arla in Chutz La'aretz, by the way. There is Arla in Chutz, not Tafkan Eretz Yisrael. By Arla, the Rachmana Omar, Areilim lo yoichal. It says in the Pasuk, you're not allowed to eat Arla, but Tain, learned in a Braisa. Areilim lo yoichal, ain't the Issa Achilo. You only see Issa Achilo from that. How do you know Issa Hana? Menayin shlo yehenim, man, it should have Hana, which means to sell it. And or shlo yitzabah, boy, you shouldn't make dye out of the Arla. Certain type of klipe, goizim, certain type of shells from certain type of nuts could be used as dye. Lo yadab as a ner. You shouldn't use the oil of Arla to light a ner. Again, a Hanukkah reference. So, how do you know these three things? It says in the Pasuk three times the word Arla. Arlaltam, 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 says three times. That's not to say that the Pasuk in this Pasuk is three times Arlaltam. Pasuk says like this. V'chizvayu al aretz, v'natatam et kol etz maichal, v'arlaltam Arlaltam, es per yashal sham yeh lechem, Arlaltam, Arlaltam. Three times Arla. Teaching us three times Issa Hana. Issa lo yehena, lo yitzavaboy, and lo yadigboy is ner. And they need all three, because they're different type of Hana. Hana of selling it is Pasuk, you're selling it money. But you would say a guy making the dye is not called mamashis. Mara ain't by mamash. So it's still called isana. And the third chiddush is even when you're burning it, that's also called ana. Maybe when you're destroying it, it's not called ana. Kamashlon, all three is ana. But that's not the main point. The main point is the you see from here that you need a pasuk to tell you isana. It says lo yoichal over here, which is an iser, which it means the fear of a vow, the fear of everyone. This is loyei achel. Let's cast for everyone. This is here Rashi doesn't speak it out. I think the Rebbe Chanan speaks it out. Here the cast for Chizki and Rabbi Vo. The cast for Chizki and Rabbi Vo. The Rebbe Chanan speaks out. Very arlo the chsiv areim loyei achel. The cast for tavayu. It's cast for both of them. So it's shver. Why need a pasuk three times arlo? But isa no. You have loyei achel. So the Gemara. Let's read the cash inside. Time ago, one of our altars earlier, to Allah, how can I know what's a chila mashma? It's not a mashma. It's a gemara. I'm not a chila mashma. It's a chila, it's not. So, why do you need these words of Arlo to tell you Isavano? Shani Hashim, Xiv Lachem. It said, Lachem. So, you would think, it's just talking about Hail of Xiv Lachem. So, Lachem, you hey, tell it should be yours. Kamashma, no. Freight the gemara. But now I said the three times Arlo, what do you mean Lachem for? So don't say Lachem, don't say Lachem, don't say Arlo. Why need lechem? So the more lechem is for a different drasha, and it's machlokes is what the drasha is for. Look at Tanya, learned in the Braisa. Lechem le'rabbis sanatua le'rabim. Lechem is teaching us that even if someone plants a tree, letzorech le'rabim. Rashi learns that it's be'emsa haderech lechol oiver. It's on the street for everyone to pick. They're tired on the way. They want a good fruit. You plant a tree for that. There's still an iser of arlo. That's the Tanakhama Shita. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, the word lechem lahoitzi is an atua l'rabim. Says that fakert, that you only chayiv arla on your private tree. But on a public tree, that's for the public, you are not chayiv in arla. And the Gemara explains the bir amachlekes, has to do with drashas. My taima, not because of svara, it's all drashas. My taima, the Tanakhama ksiv v'notatim. L'yachid masma. Who plants tree usually? A yachid. So it's masma yachid. Then Yochid Mashba, L'Rabim Loi Mashba. Kosev Rachmona Lachem. The Torah is Marbe Lachem, which is Lashon Rabim. Lahavi is Atul L'Rabim. The Marbe that even planted for the Rabim is Chayiv and Arla. Rabbi Yehuda holds no. When it Tata Mashba L'Rabim Yochid Mashba everyone, because Lashon Rabim says Mashba L'Rabim Yochid. The Tanakhama learns when the Tatam is a normal thing for Yochid to do, and Ayat is Lashon Rabim means every person plants. But Rabbi Yehuda holds no, the Tatam means style Rabim Sai Yochid. Velechem is also Mashma Yochid ben Rabim. Mashma. And we have a klal, have a ribuy acha ribuy. Ve'ein ribuy acha ribuy elamait. The klal is a klal that if you have two ribuy one after another, then it's coming to the Mayit. So it's coming to say not a Rabim, that a Rabim is part of Marlo. So it's a plague of Yehuda and Tanakam of Rav Mechayev and Arla. Let's do the word Lechem. But that's the word Lechem. But Maisa, we still also by no because of different psukim. And here you need it because if not, you would have said Lechem means that it belongs to you and it's not also by Hanah.